We give the floor to April to talk about the preface to IFRS standards.
Okay, thank you, Hans. Agenda paper 28, updating the preference to IFRS standards. The existing preference to IFRS standards sets out the objectives and the due process of the board and explains the scope, authority, and timing of the application of IFRS standards. The preface was last substantially updated in April 2002, which was soon after the board came into existence. And since that time, there have been changes to the boards and to the IFRS Foundation governance, in particular the creation of the due process handbook. The staff are therefore recommending that the board revise the preface to remove information that is now more appropriately covered by the IFRS Foundation's constitution and the due process handbook, as well as other IFRS standards. So accordingly, the proposed revised preface would deal with matters relating only to the scope, authority, and timing of the application of the standards. The paper also notes some changes to fact or style, such as the revised guidance or on copyright, and the rebranding of the International Financial Reporting Standards as IFRS standards, and that requires updating. So question one for the board, which is on page 6, is whether you agree that the scope of the preface should be limited to information relating to the scope, authority, and timing of the application of the standards. Information more completely and appropriately covered by the Foundation's constitution or due process would be removed. Do you have comments, views?
Well, there's a lot of crossing out. That's always good.
can I ask a question? I'm curious, what is the criteria of getting it in the bound volume or on the website? I can find something on the website, but not in the bound volume. And for example, preface is on the bound volume, but it is not on the website. So is there any criteria which should be included in bound volume and which should be included in our website?
The preface accompanies the IFRS standards in the bound volume. It's the second front matter after the introduction to the bound volume. And it was my understanding that appears as the preface to the eIFRS subscribers.
Yeah. Tak, are you saying it's not on the website where we have the list of the issued standards? Is that the part where you're sort of saying?
Yeah, just simply, yeah.
Yeah, because you're right, it's not.
All right, okay.
Yeah. So
we can certainly add that to the introduction area of the standards listing.
Right. So my concern is if we delete some of the articles which duplicate with constitutions, then will it disappear from bound volume?
It will disappear from the preface to the bound volume, but I think the staff are going to recommend that in future in the bound volume, now that we've moved to three volumes, we do have some spare capacity, and we could usefully add the due process handbook and the constitution to the bound volume
to make a handy
reference point for people. Because although that information is available freely on the website, it would be useful just to have it to hand, I think, for many people.
Okay.
Mary?
It took me a while to figure out that the staff is saying, what are the limits of the cleanup we can do without going through exposure? And the staff had concluded that as long as we are just eliminating duplication with something else that is published by the board, we can do it without exposure because it's just a repetition of things that bind us already. So once I understood that, I was okay with some of the stuff you were proposing to keep that I thought was duplicative of material presented elsewhere. Not a lot, but there are two or three things. Because I think that in the longer term, if you look at paragraph 24 of paper 28, I think we should consider complete removal of the preface and, whether we need it. And maybe we conclude we would. But I agree that doing another consultation just for this purpose is excessive. So I think you have identified the right constraint So yes, I think we should hack back the preface so it's not pages and pages of stuff that repeats things elsewhere. I think there are a couple of places that you propose keeping things that repeat things that are in the conceptual framework. But I think as long as we have a preface, we want it to be a an understandable document. We probably need those couple of things that you've retained that are duplicative to make it work as an understandable standalone document. But I think we should put on our list to think about when and where can we consult about reviewing whether we need a preface or if the information that we retain in here is better included elsewhere at a time when we're already consulting about something else that would make sense so we aren't adding to the burden for our stakeholders. But
I certainly think we can keep that in mind, although I think there are a number of matters in the preface which aren't dealt with elsewhere which are useful, which we've referred to in paragraph 21. And one thing that I did think as well, the purpose that we're streamlining this is not just limiting it by whether or not we have to consult, but also I think we're concerned that there is some useful information here which has been masked in the past by all of the repetitive information that's in the DPH. But yes, we certainly bear in mind that to the extent going forward there is a way to ease this, we would.
Yeah. I just think it's, what is our purpose in having it? Is it just it's the only home left for a couple of useful pieces of historical information? Yeah. If that's the reason, then let's think about whether we find another home, or if we stand back and say, no, it really has a purpose for applying the standards, then let's look at the remaining material in that context, but not now.
Yeah. Just one more comment. I think the idea is good, but however, we are going to miss the objective of the ISB from the preface. Actually, objective of ISB is really good literature. And it's included in the Constitution, that's fine, but much less prominent. Then my idea is we have a mission statement instead. The mission statement is on the website. We can easily access mission statement, but the mission statement is not included in bound volume currently. So I think if we are going to delete objective of the ISB from the preface, then why don't we make our mission statement more prominent than currently is?
And I think our comment to that would be twofold, perhaps. At the moment, in the old non-revised preface, what is in there is actually a sort of an out-of-date objective. The current objective which we have in the Constitution is the objective
fine.
Of the Foundation.
I totally agree.
That's it.
Yeah.
What I think would be useful and what we have put into the revised preface for people who are using our standards, because this is a preface to the standards themselves, is the objective of financial reporting as enshrined in the conceptual framework, because I think that might be more useful for people who are applying our standards.
I understand that the IFRS is the objective, but this is the objective of the ISB. And so that is more similar to our mission statement. So having a mission statement in the first place, or either or this objective of the IASB, is necessary to be prominent. Because to myself, I read this objective of the IASB a long time before, and I think it was a good literature. So now we have mission statement instead. So then why don't we bring the mission statement more prominent?
I'm not sure how we'd apply the mission statement to the application of the standards themselves and how we would draft it in a wording that would be helpful to the reader of our standards or the applier of our standards. I accept, obviously, the mission statement itself, but this is a sort of a technical support for people trying to apply our standards in the first instance.
And remember that each of the standards has a rubric that says, that refers you to the preface, so
yes.
I think I agree with what April said.
Okay.
Yeah, just a short... If you are kind of ready to open a possibility of a public consultation of this, as Mary said, if we just keep these things very minor things, then. But on the relevant range of the scope, for example, I'm just having some kind of difficulty understanding of the what we are saying is that it's IPSASB. That's one example. in the appendix of paragraph number 9. That's we are suggesting that organization for non-profit, some entities you need to consult with that kind of organization. That's really, you know, bothering me, you know, when we read this preface of ours.
Yes, and thank you for the comments which you've already given me. And I think, I suppose, just to explain what the staff have been doing, we proposed the changes that we would remove important information from the preface, which was more properly covered elsewhere in the Constitution of the due process. But we weren't going to start with a clean sheet of paper or do a full revision. We thought that, however, that where information wasn't available elsewhere, as Mary alluded to, and that the information was still true, we should retain it in the preface just as a general benefit to the public. And things like the comment about our relationship with the Public Accounting Standards Board and their use of the state at the standards in some situations, we thought that that was useful information to have. And as Mary's pointed out, at present, there's no better place to put that. So I hope that explains why there's some information here which seems a little bit homeless.
In the past, when we were IASC, in that case, it's a kind of a quite kind of a similar organization as it's not easy to say anything on the IPASB here, but it seems to me the things have changed, from the past to now. So that's why I'm saying that if you think about a kind of more broad amendment of preface, then think about this kind of possibility of removal of this IPASB.
Yes. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right, can we support the staff's recommendation?
14.
Okay.
Yep.
We are a bit ahead of schedule.
I just ask a second question?
Oh.
Well, I think that was the package. But
We did recommend in the paper that we didn't undertake a public consultation, and are you still agreed that we are all?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's 14 as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, April. So we are a bit ahead of schedule. I would propose that we take a lunch break now. Shall we reconvene at 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's take an hour then.